These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Tina, I'm 40, an office supervisor from Bognor Regis.
I'm Alan, I'm 60, a civil servant from Bradford.
I'm Rani, I'm 37, I'm a stay-at-home mum from London.
I'm Martin, 26, a marketing manager, originally from Runcorn.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Tina. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you, Bradley.
Looking forward to it?
Very much.
Good. From Bognor Regis?
Indeed, yes.
Born and bred?
Born and bred in Bognor, yes.
Good. You are an office supervisor?
An office supervisor.
In what type
of... In a firm of accountants. Right. And I've been doing the same role for 23 years now.
Perfect. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I love fishing, especially abroad fishing. The biggest fish I ever caught was a 48-pound wahoo off the coast of Cape Verde. And when I...
That sounds big to me.
It was big. When I picked it up, it was just under my chin to the floor. I could only just about hold it to get my photo taken.
Wow.
So it was big. But then I've been other places and not caught a sausage, so fishing's fishing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, well, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would go to New Orleans and fish the Mississippi.
Right. What sort of fish would you find in the Mississippi?
The main fish there is the alligator gar, which is sort of long and thin with a big snout. And I'm guessing it's got lots of teeth.
Right, yeah, absolutely. All right, good for you. All right, let's get you off to the Mississippi. Cash build around.
Okay.
The correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Good luck, Tina. Your time starts now. The basic facts of a situation are referred to as the nitty what?
Gritty.
Correct. Which female author created the characters Emma Woodhouse and Elizabeth Bennet?
Jane Austen.
Correct. In a World Like This is the eighth studio album by what reformed US boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Backstreet Boys. The lounge and what other Cluedo room begin with the letter L?
Library.
Correct. Russell Brand and Nigel Farage appeared on what TV debate show in December 2014?
Pass.
Question time. Which English philosopher wrote an essay concerning human understanding?
Freud.
John Locke. Bone Crusher, Boom Boom and Raging Bull are famous nicknames in what sport?
Boxing.
Correct. In 1997, what Lloyd Webber show became the longest-running musical on Broadway?
Phantom of the Opera?
Cats. What's the name of Eddie Murphy's character in the Beverly Hills Cop films?
Oh, Axel Foley.
Correct. What part of its body does a roe deer shed between October and December?
Its horns.
Antlers. Tina, bad luck. You said horns for the roe deer, and, of course, horns are made from different stuff than antlers. Say, for instance, in the brass section of an orchestra, are made of metal, whereas antlers are something that comes out of a deer's head. I hope that's explained it.
Perfectly,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Tina, £5,000. That's not bad, though.
Bad.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good, that's good. Are you ready?
I am.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner? He's so waspish that he's not quizzing, he's spoiling picnics. Perhaps it's the new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan, with her smouldering looks. If she just glances at a fireman, his alarm goes off. Or is it the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? His idea of banter is shushing the librarian. How about the Beast, though, Mark Levett? He doesn't just denture confidence, he leaves it a complete write-off. Although, could be the governess, Anne Hegarty. She loves a black tie event. It matches her mood. Who do you want to take on?
I'd like to take on Anne, just because she's got those matronly ways about her and the motherly instinct.
I think
she'll nurture me all the way back to, base.
By all accounts, everyone tells me, she is the legend. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed I am.
Time to bring on the chaser. Yes, it is indeed the legend. That is the Ice Queen herself. It's Frosty Whippers. Governor Sam Hegarty.
Legend in the sense of grim.
Indeed, indeed.
Hello, Tina.
Hello, Anne.
I'm afraid I do the fishing around here, and you're not about to be thrown back to your team.
Ooh, see what you
we
did
will
there.
See.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step close to home, the chaser will offer you
£1,000.
Okay, £1,000 is fine, thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you
£20,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Martin.
We need you back. Take the middle offer, come back.
Okay.
Rani.
Yeah, stick with the 5,000. You have to get back to us.
Alan.
Yes, that's sound advice. You did very well there. Come back with it.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
All right, we have 1,000, 5,000, 20,000 pounds. Tina, what'll it be?
I'm only here once. I'm going for the 20.
Good for you. All right, let's see if we can catch ourselves a big fish. 20 grand it is. Chaser.
Very good. I am impressed.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
For it.
Bring it on. Tina, for 20 grand, the chase is on. Here comes your first question. Good luck. In 1986, Diana Ross sang about what type of nuclear phenomenon? A, nuclear fission. B, chain reaction. C, mushroom cloud. You've put chain reaction.
Pretty certain, written by the Bee Gees, I think it was.
Very good. Correct answer is? It is chain reaction. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put. Also goes with chain reaction. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I remember it. Didn't know it was by the Bee Gees, but...
Here's your next question. What type of creature is the horny toad? A, lizard. B, frog. C, salamander. You've put... lizard.
It's just something in the back of my mind, horny toad lizard.
Correct answer is... it's lizard, well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... goes right. Yeah, also lizard. Here's the next question. Which of these sports has featured at every Summer Olympics since 1896? A, boxing. B, fencing. C, rowing. You've put... rowing.
Yeah, gone with rowing just because it's a well-known sport, you know, what with the Henley Regatta and things, so it dates back, so I'm kind of hoping...
Yep, fair enough. Correct answer is? That's good logic. It's fencing, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with fencing. Back to the French way past in the 17th, 16th, 17th centuries.
Yeah, well, it was a Frenchman who invented the Olympics. So I figured, you know, it's a French kind of thing.
Sure, indeed it is. Here's the next question. Chaser's one behind. The District of Columbia was originally made up of land from Maryland and what other US state? A, Delaware. B, New York. C, Virginia. You've put New York.
Well, I know it's up in the same area as Washington and Washington, D.C.,
yep.
So I'm kind of hoping it might be, but it could be Delaware.
Let's do this. You, New York's got to be right. Chaser will know this, I'm pretty sure of that. Correct answer is, got to be right to stay in the game. Goes all Virginia, staying where you are. Now then, got to ask you before we go to this answer. Any regrets?
No, not at all.
Good for you. Chaser has put. Goes right with Virginia. Takes us out, four from home. Ouch, double ouch.
You did an excellent cash builder. And, yeah, I think you really would have been a threat. Very well done, anyway.
Thank you.
Good try, Tina. However, you have been caught, just like your fish.
Yes, indeed.
And for you, the thrill of the chase
is
over. Thank you, Tina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I like that. The gutsy approach, I like it.
Absolutely. And, of course, the ones who are brave enough to go high, if they get it home, they're likely to be brave in the final chase as well.
However, next to face the chaser, it's Alan. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thanks, Bradley.
Shame we'd have to lose Tina, but I like it when people go for it. I love it, I love it. Now, you're a civil servant.
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you do, precisely?
I work for the, well, what was the Inland Revenue, now the Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Been there for just over 40 years. And basically look at people's tax returns and company accounts and decide whether we can accept them or need to ask some questions. Sorry.
I mean, don't you sometimes, seriously, Alan, I mean, just between you and I, you know when you're sitting in your office and a self-assessment form comes in and you look at it, have you never thought of ringing them up and saying, look, I'll let that through. Provide, we'll go 50-50 on it. Have you never thought of doing that?
No.
That Bentley, because you're living in a council house, it will stick out like a sore thumb. But what we can do, you buy a Ford Focus for, say, £7,000, we'll sell the £140,000 Bentley and we'll split it, the difference.
You're too good at that.
I'm here for dancing, Alan.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing, mate. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I still play cricket. Probably should give it up by now, but...
Why?
Well, the batting's all right. It's just bending down in the field, which is a bit of a struggle.
Well, don't bend down in the field.
You can't really just stop it with your feet, can you?
Yeah, of course you can. No, you're all right. Stand over by the bar. That's what you want to do. Right on the boundary.
Do some of that, yeah.
You can do that and then fill in self-assessment forms as you're going along. It's a piece of cake, honestly. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Take my wife to Australia. Take Helen to Australia to visit my cousin John, who moved out there about 10 years ago.
How much would that cost, you reckon?
Ooh, £10,000 would probably get us there and back.
Would you put that down as bona fide expenses?
No. Far too honest.
OK. Alan, I wish you luck. Let's get you to Australia. All right? Your time starts now. Something people argue over for a long time is said to be a bone of what?
Contention.
Correct. A diet of vegetables, olive oil, fish and fruit is named after what European sea?
Mediterranean.
Correct. Pump It and Don't Lie were hits for what hip-hop group?
Pass.
Black Eyed Peas. Geoffrey Archer is a former deputy chair of what political party?
Conservative Party.
Correct. Pax and Zahara are two of the adopted children of which Hollywood actress?
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. In metres, what is the width of an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
15.
25 metres. In what 2001 animated film do creatures collect the screams of children?
Pass.
Monsters, Inc. ZA is the international car registration for what African country?
Zaire.
South Africa. What award did footballer James Rodriguez win at the 2014 FIFA World Cup?
Golden Boot.
Correct. What is the highest double-digit even number?
98.
Correct. What two colours? Nice one, Alan. Very good. £6,000. Happy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's good. £6,000's good. Yeah. Right, time to face a chaser.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I'm impressed. I've never known anyone in the tax office answer questions that quickly.
What can you say?
Well, if I was you, Alan, I wouldn't have come on the show in the first place. You were bound to get plenty of stick, mate.
Shall I go now?
No, you're all right. Go in a minute.
Wait till I beat you.
Yeah. Oh, OK.
All right, here we go. Let's put some money on the table, £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
Can you do better than Tina? £30,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Martin.
Same again, Alan. £6,000. Come on.
Rani.
Alan, please, come back. £6,000.
Yes. Ooh, team slowly diminishing. £30,000. Alan, what'll it be?
£6,000.
Perfect. £6,000 it is, chaser.
Yes, very possibly the wise decision. I don't seem to be doing too badly right now.
Alan, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Nashi is an Asian form of which fruit? A, apricot, a B, pear, C, melon. You've put apricot.
Absolutely no idea.
Correct answer is?
Never heard.
It's pear, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes also wrong with apricot. Good for us.
Never heard of it.
Here's your next question. Sif was a goddess of the harvest in what mythology? A, Celtic, B, Egyptian, C, Norse. You've put Norse. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it again.
Correct answer is... Norse is correct. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with Norse.
Additionally, she's the wife of Thor.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is the nickname of Burnley Football Club? A, the Chardonnays, B, the Chiantis, or C, the Clarets? You've put the Clarets. Correct answer is... Clarets is correct. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right with the Clarets also. Here's your next question. The sun will become a red giant star when it has exhausted what element in its core? A, hydrogen, B, oxygen, C, helium. You've put hydrogen.
Same answer as before.
Correct answer is... Hydrogen is correct. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put. Getting away. Goes right with hydrogen.
You're fluking some of these, aren't you?
No, not at all. Not
all of them. You're good at this game, aren't you?
Yeah.
Here's your next question. The name of which of these shoes is also a term used to describe a strong regional accent? A, moccasin. B, brogue. C, loafer. You've put brogue.
I think I might know that one.
Correct answer is? Brogue is right. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with brogue. Remains the three behind. Well run from home. Here's your next question. Once more, we're in. Well played. John McEnroe played Bjorn Borg in how many Wimbledon finals? A, 2, B, 3, C, 4. You've put 3. Tennis fan?
Not at all.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember watching tennis around about that time and definitely played him in 2, 3 or 4, yes.
Yeah. So go through with $6,000. Correct answer is... Two it is, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes also wrong with 3.
Yeah, thinking about it, I realise it was only 1980 and 1981.
Right. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these kings ruled for the longest time? A, Henry III, B, Edward III, C, George III. You've put Henry III.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
Yes, I think so.
How long?
20-something to 1377,
50-odd years?
50 years, about.
Yeah, OK. Well, let's do this. To go through with $6,000, correct answer is... George III, staying where you are. Oh, Chaser has put. She'll get this right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
1760 to 1820, which is 60 years.
Wow.
Edward III, I think you were thinking of Edward III there. He was 1327 to 1377, that's 50 years. And Henry III, 1216 to 1272, which is 56 years.
Right, wow. But all pretty close.
Yeah, all for a good long time.
Yeah, all right. Chaser moves to within 2 of us. Here's your next question. In what 2015 TV show did celebrities try to learn a new skill from a group of variety entertainers? A, We're In This Together. B, Get Your Act Together. C, Pull Yourself Together. You've put Get Your Act Together.
Not my questions today.
No. Is this a guess?
Absolutely.
All right, so you never saw this show?
Nope.
You've put Get Your Act Together. To go through with $6,000, correct answer is... Yes, Get Your Act Together, well played. Very, very good indeed. A bit sticky a couple of times, but nonetheless.
Yes. Clearly getting lucky with some of those guesses there. But, you know, if you're through, then you're through.
You're through, absolutely. And you are. Alan, well done to you.
Thanks.
Congratulations, you're through. First player in through to the final chase and £6,000. That was a total and utter fluke for about four of those questions.
Well, maybe he'll, you know, get lucky in the final chase as well.
Well, he'd better. I'll tell you what, he's going to need some help if that's the way he plays. Will the help come in the shape of Rani? Who knows? She's up after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Rani. Welcome to the show, Rani.
Hello.
Are you all right, darling?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. From London?
I am. Islington.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Very.
Good. Are you a fan of the show?
Massive fan of the show.
Excellent stuff. Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mum, full-time mum at the moment.
Right.
But I also work match days at the Arsenal.
OK. What do you do at Arsenal?
I look after a room. It's called the Crest Room.
I know.
Some of the director's guests.
Sure.
Scouts, things like that.
Yeah, good.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I love it.
Well, it is if you're an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, huge Arsenal fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you are then. Perfect. What do you do to relax?
Go to the football.
Really?
Yeah. Go to the football or do things with my daughter.
Right.
And days out.
OK, good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Driving lessons. Need to take her further afield to some nice theme parks.
Right. OK, let's get you some driving lessons, Rani. See if you, what's your daughter's name?
Millie.
Right, let's get you and Millie further afield to some theme parks and by the seaside and stuff. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What precious metal provides the name of a classic comedy satellite TV channel?
Pass.
Gold. In 2014, which rapper became the brother-in-law of Khloe Kardashian?
Kanye West.
Correct. Byzantium was an old name for a city in what modern-day country?
Morocco.
Turkey. Young man, there's no need to feel down is a line from what village people hit?
YMCA.
Correct. The milk of which fruit is an ingredient in a pina colada cocktail?
Coconut.
Correct. Which TV spy played by Edward Woodward had a petty thief contact named?
Equalizer.
No, Callan. An operation involving intrigue or espionage is said to be cloak and what?
Dagger.
Correct. The Gobi Desert covers part of China and what other country?
Japan.
Mongolia. In what event do male gymnasts work on two wires suspended above the ground?
Rings.
Correct. What British university has been affiliated to the most Nobel Prize winners?
Oxford. Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Oh, never mind.
£5,000.
Wow.
No, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah, you played well. Played well. Happy?
Very.
All right. Are you a gambling girl?
Maybe not today. But we'll see.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Rani.
Hi.
You want to learn to drive?
I do.
That would mean you could go and watch Arsenal lose away from home as well.
That's unnecessary.
That's horrible.
It's unnecessary. Cruel but fair, though. Right, £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. There you are. However, if you wish to take a step close to home, chaser will offer you
£2,000.
But here comes a top offer of
£40,000.
Thank you, Rani. Have a chat with your team. Martin.
All three good offers, but you know I'm going to tell you to go down the middle and come back.
All right, Alan.
40 is a lot of money, but bring the five back. I'll be happy with that.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you would. Right, £2,540. £2,000, to be fair. £2,000 is a nice low offer from five. It's very good. Rani, what do you want to do?
What I want to do and what I'm going to do are different.
OK.
Oh, that is a huge offer. I wish I could say it, but I'm going to stick with the five.
What are you considering the 40?
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
I am. That's a huge amount of money. I would never have thought I'd get offered that high amount of money, so...
Well, you played well. It's only one step closer.
I know.
And...
It looks a lot closer, Anne, to you, to be fair.
Don't listen to me. Look at me. Listen to me. Don't listen to Anne.
I'll fall into your spell, Brandon.
Look at me. Don't listen to Anne. £2,540. Decision is totally yours and what you are comfortable with.
Well, I'm going to stick with the five.
Good. OK, excellent. Five it is. Ooh.
So close.
Well, it was close.
So bad. So bad. Stop that. All right. Rani, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good for you. Good for you. Well done. Millie will be proud. Here we go.
She will.
Yeah, of course she will. Here's your first question. Good luck. What is the collective noun for a group of leopards? A, leap, B, crash, C, pride. You've put crash.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know pride of lions. I was tempted by leap, but I've gone for crash.
I've heard of leap, but I don't know what it is. Correct answer is... Yeah, leap, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with leap, comes onto the table. But leap's also attributed to something else.
No, it's a leap of leopards.
Right, okay.
And it's a crash of rhinoceroses.
Ah.
Here's your next question. Which is the largest landlocked country by area in Africa? A, Chad. B, Zimbabwe. C, South Sudan. You've put Zimbabwe.
Total guess. Absolute guess.
Correct answer is... It's Chad, staying where you are. Had you gone for the 40 grand,
we would,
you don't know, we would be in trouble because I think the chaser may know this. Chaser has put. I was right with Chad, yeah, you'd be out.
Yep.
So, there you are. Here's your next question. Good luck, Ronnie. Complete the Shakespeare quote from Hamlet. Frailty, thy name is A, William, B, wine, C, woman. You've put. William.
It's the only name up there.
I don't think
that's what it means. But...
No, no, it doesn't necessarily mean a name.
No.
It doesn't necessarily mean a name.
Oh, it's going to be woman. Frailty. Oh, no.
To stay in the game, the correct answer is...
Makes sense when I read it again.
Okay. Woman is the right answer, staying where you are. If Chaser has put woman, you are out. Chaser's got a smirk on her face for some peculiar reason. I don't know why. What's so funny, please?
I just think it's funny.
What's funny about it?
You're assuming it he's met somebody called William Frailty. Doesn't actually have to be someone's real name.
No, I know.
We know that, but there's no need to mock, love. There's no need to mock.
I'm not trying to mock.
Ronnie's come all the way from Islington.
Exactly.
Pull yourself together, woman. Because you're up there in an exalted position being the chaser. I knew someone called Bill Frailty. I knew him, Bill. He was a milkman.
I don't think there's any milkman in Hamlet.
Hamlet's a little village.
Yeah.
Hamlet is a little village. They've got plenty of milkmen. Don't be ridiculous. Pull yourself together, woman. Oh, Ronnie, I do apologise for chasing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Who knows? Who knows? By some quirk of fate, the chaser may well have put William.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Chaser has put. It's got to be wrong for us to stay in the game. Goes right with woman.
My question.
No, at all.
Disney.
You needed football. More Disney questions, yeah. Disney or football?
William Frailty. I'm fine.
Right, Rani, I am so sorry, my dear. I thoroughly enjoyed your company. However, you have been caught. Tables turned red, for the Gunners.
For the Gunners.
It has. Keep going. Learn to drive. Take Millie to the seaside. Yeah. All the things you want to do, but I wish you well. However, right now, you've been caught. Viewed the chase.
Thank you, Bradley.
Is over. Thank you so much.
Did really well, love the dress, and she would have known girl stuff that Alan won't know.
You've got to get a grip on yourself.
I know,
you've got to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pull yourself together.
Yep.
Descending into farce, this show. Only one player through, and that's a tax man. It's all gone horribly wrong, loves. Martin's up after the break. Oh, chirpy Martin at the end there. Chatting so much, it's giving me earache. I'm going to have to bathe my ears. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Martin. Welcome to the show, Martin.
Thank you.
All right. How would you have got on with Alan's questions? And he fluked them, by the way. How would you have got on with Alan's questions when you were at the table?
I knew a few of them that him and Alan didn't know.
Right, good.
I should have been all right.
Al, that bodes well.
Yeah.
That bodes well. Now, you're originally from Runcorn.
I am.
Where do you live now?
I live near St. Alan's.
Right, OK. And you're a marketing manager?
Yes.
In what sort of...?
It's an app development company. We do websites, apps, marketing. Got quite a big team.
Sure, OK. And have you always been doing marketing, managing?
No, I used to live in France. I lived there for a couple of years and ran sort of a gîte complex, which is like a villa. Managed that, guests come over, yeah. Make sure they're all right.
Whereabouts in France?
Near Bergerac.
Right,
oh, down nice. In the south.
Yeah, yeah, good, good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm currently renovating a house,
right.
So we need a big load of money to get to the end of it.
All right. Well, let's see if we can't get you some money to renovate your house. I wish you luck, Martin. Your time starts now. In a fish and chip shop, Sav is a nickname for what type of sausage?
Pass.
Savaloy. Rose is the half-sister of what diarist created by Sue Townsend?
Pass.
Adrian Mole. Bob Fosse added the song Maybe This Time to the film version of what musical?
Grease.
Cabaret. In 2013, actress Michelle Keegan got engaged to which reality TV star?
Mark Wright.
Correct. Who comes immediately after Princess Beatrice in line of succession?
Prince Andrew.
Eugenie. Sprinter Richard Kilty won the 2014 World Indoor title over what distance?
100 metres.
60 metres. What mammal name comes before brained in an adjective meaning reckless?
Lamb.
Hare. For what film did Daniel Day-Lewis win his first Best Actor Oscar?
Lincoln.
My Left Foot. How many minutes before midday is 9 o'clock in the morning?
Pass.
180. Which Irish DJ left Radio 2 in 84 but returned 8 years later?
Pass.
Terry Wogan. Kevin McHale.
Awful.
£1,000. Now then, you are a far better player than that.
Yeah.
Far better player than that. You've got to get this cash builder out of your brain now because that has no correlation whatsoever to when we're at the table. Am I right, Alan?
Absolutely.
OK? Mm-hmm. So, we'll get there. We'll see what the offers are. You ready?
OK, I'm ready.
OK, cool. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Martin.
How are you?
I'm surprised you didn't get the harebrained question, since you are.
Let's put some money on the table, £1,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
-£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
You're so not taking this. £74,000.
Hey, have a chat with Alan.
What do you think?
Well, a 74 is an awful lot of money, but I want you to come back and you want to get back, so either the thousand or even the -1,000 is, yeah, is OK by me. Get yourself back here, whatever happens.
All right, -1, 174, what'll it be?
I'm going to stick at the one.
Stick at the one. Chaser?
Yeah, it's probably sensible. Alan's going to need a friend in the final chase, and in his life generally, obviously, in being a tax guy.
Martin, for £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. The British mountain climb grade HS stands for what? A, high section, B, hard, severe, C, hairy, scary. You've put hard, severe.
Definitely.
Got
definitely.
It. Correct answer is. Have you been mountain climbing?
I do a lot of rock climbing.
Do you?
Yeah.
That was handy. Correct answer is? Hard, severe, perfect. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right, but also hard, severe. But here's your next question. In the Jill Tomlinson children's book, Pim was the aardvark who what? A, wasn't hungry, B, wasn't sure, C, wasn't proper. You've put, wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure either.
Correct answer is? Well played, step closer to home, Chase has put. Also goes, wasn't sure. Yeah, here's next question. What was the name of the villain played by Cillian Murphy in the film Batman Begins? A, the Scarecrow, B, the Tin Man, C, the Lion. You've put... Scarecrow.
Again, total guess. I've never watched any of them.
Correct answer is... Yeah, there's the scarecrow. Step close to home, chasers. Put. Also goes the scarecrow. All right, remains the three behind. We are two from home. Here's your next question. Playing well. Which Briton is the only man to have won the Formula One world title, the Indy 500 and the Le Mans 24-hour race? A, Nigel Mansell. B, Graham Hill. C, Jackie Stewart. You've put Jackie Stewart.
Not into racing.
No.
No.
Correct answer is... It's Graham Hill. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Graham Hill. Moves to the lead two with two from home. Very good. Some feat that, to be fair. Here's your next question. A Tam O'Shanter cap is traditionally made from what material? A, leather. B, fur. C, wool. You've put... leather.
Got instinct. Idea.
Correct answer is... yeah, the wheels are coming off. It's wool. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with wool. You've never seen a Tam O'Shanter?
Never heard of it.
You have. Right. Yeah, you have. It's a tartan cap. Sits there like that with either a bubble or a feather or something like that. Tartan. It's made of wool. Yeah. Chaser's moved to one behind. We're two from home. Oh, good job. We didn't go for the 74 grand. Here's your question. Good luck. What is the name of the small piece of gummed paper used to attach stamps in an album? A, a bracket. B, a bolt. C, hinge. You have put bracket.
No idea.
Okay.
Not my question.
No. Right. We're one from home. If it's wrong, we're staying where we are, giving the chase the chance to take us out. Correct answer is... it is hinge, staying where you are. This has to be wrong from the chaser for us to stay in the game. Think she knows it?
Yeah.
Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right, the hinge takes it up two from home. Ouch, and double ouch.
Yep. I'm afraid, Mr. Rock Climber, I headed down that table like an avalanche.
Yeah.
Martin, I'm sorry to lose you, mate, and more so will be Alan, I have to say, but you have been caught. For you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Good luck, Alan.
Well, he would have been an extra step
yeah.
in the final chase, and he was young. They tend to be quick.
Just down to you, then, Al.
Yes. I'm sure Alan's terrified.
Only Alan the taxman has made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £6,000. Folks... is it time for a rebate? Find out after the break. Have you got what it takes to beat a chaser? Do you think you could grapple with the governess? Then why not apply to be on the show? Go to itv.com/beontv. Come and have a go. You know you're clever enough. The chase is on. Welcome back. Only Alan has made it through to the final chase. There's £6,000 in the prize fund. Now, during the break, Alan had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B. That means, of course, the governess gets set A. Only you have made it through to the final, Alan. That means you get a one-step head start on the governess, and there it is. Are you ready? I wish you luck. Your time starts now. The first names of the men in ABBA begin with what letter?
A.
B. B. In the Flintstones, who's the mother of Pebbles?
Pass.
Wilma. Which Japanese car company made the Tercel?
Toyota.
Correct. The town of Flint in Wales is on what river's estuary?
Pass.
The D. How many rotors does a quadcopter have?
Four.
Correct. The name of what biblical book is Greek for departure?
Exodus.
Correct. Anton Deck were born in what decade?
60s.
70s. What type of tooth can be called 6-year or 12-year?
Molar.
Correct. The Java Sea is in the western part of what ocean?
Pacific.
Correct. Who directed the 2015 film American Sniper?
Quentin Tarantino.
Clint Eastwood. London and what other city has an Old Vic theatre company?
Bristol.
Correct. The coal residue coke is mainly made of what element?
Carbon.
Correct. Saudi Arabia was established in what century?
11th.
20th. What's the maximum number of Epsom derbies a horse can win?
Two.
One. What gemstone has black, white and fire varieties?
Onyx.
Opal. British long hair is a breed of what pet?
Cat.
Correct. Newtown pippin's a variety of what fruit?
Apple.
Correct. Wilkie's Land is a region on what continent?
Australia.
Antarctica. Funny Lady was the sequel to what film?
Funny Girl.
Correct. Which UK singer had an 80s hit with Every Time You Go Away?
Pass.
Paul Young. 100K is a term for how many pounds?
100,000.
Sorry?
100,000.
Correct. What female doll has a dog called Taffy?
Barbie.
Correct. Who wrote the 14th century poem, The Book of the Duchess?
Pass.
Geoffrey Chaucer. What type of mammals are bushbuck?
Deer.
Antelope. It's tough on your own.
It is.
It's all about the pushbacks now, mate.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ready?
Do it.
Let's do it. Time to bring back the chaser.
It is tough on your own, and I thought Alan had some tricky questions there, which means I'll get some tricky questions as well.
Let's hope. So, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, Alan gets it right, he pushes her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Which Teletubby shares its name with an Italian river?
Po.
Correct. In the acronym AWOL, what does the L stand for?
Leave.
Correct. After the Sun, what's the largest body in the solar system?
Jupiter.
Correct. The NAFCA is the currency of what African country?
Nigeria.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Okay, Alan, the NAFCA is the currency of what African country?
Chad.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Eritrea. 10 to catch. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, in what city were Liam and Noel Gallagher born?
Manchester.
Correct. An adult tick has how many legs?
Six.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Four.
Is wrong.
Eight.
Should have gone the other way.
Couldn't remember if it was an insect or an arachnid.
Okay, nine to catch. Your time starts again. Now, a person born east of the Medway is a man of where?
Kent.
Correct. Who retained the US presidency in 1964?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Correct. What sci-fi franchise featured blue-coloured Romulan ale?
Star Trek.
Correct. The River Dart flows through what English county?
Devon.
Correct. Clocks and In My Place were hits for which British band?
Coldplay?
Correct. Which Disney character asks Princess Jasmine to call Meow?
Aladdin.
Correct. What chess piece starts the game on square A1?
Pawn.
Stop the clock.
The king.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Rook Castle, right in the corner. Here we go. Three to catch. Your time starts again. Now, web shooters are devices used by which comic book superhero?
Spider-Man.
Correct. What baseball team has a local rivalry with the Chicago White Sox?
The Chicago Cubs.
Correct. What's 7 multiplied by 3?
21.
Okay, no doubt. Okay, Alan, three opportunities to push back. None executed, of course. Caught with 45 seconds remaining. However, thoroughly enjoy playing alongside you. You've had lots of banter. You know, you've risen to it, I have to say. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I have. It's been a smashing time. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. I thought you played very well, especially the only player out of the four contestants that gets to the final anyway. However, Alan, I've got to take away the £6,000 and tell you, finally, you have been caught and for you, the chase is over. Thank you. Chaser.
Yes, that was unfortunate. Alan did very well there, and we love tax people, really. You know, money for schools and hospitals. And
absolutely, yes.
There you are. Chaser takes down Alan with 45 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
Potato.